Welcome back, folks, to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. On today's show, you have Michael and Greg live from Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky. This episode of the show is sponsored by
Kurtzon Lighting. Go to KURTZON.com,
baby. KurtzonLighting.com. You know, specification guy, what can I say, man? We've been talking about Kurtzon so much, but I mean,
unique fixtures. Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, you've got, when you need a unique application, Kurtzon's got it. In other words, look for them. They've got medical, they've got vandal proof, they've got tunable white fixtures. They've got everything you need.
Go to KURTZON.com. Tell them Get a Grip on Lighting sent you.
Or else
you're going to get the Louisville Slugger, son. Come on, man. Look at that thing. That's a beast right there. I got to buy me one of these.
I think we have a couple here.
Yeah, I'm not taking one. That's a bad. Are you going to steal a Louisville Slugger from the Omni Hotel in Louisville?
No, it belongs to them.
Yeah, it even says Omni Louisville Hotel on it.
Oh, it sure does. I got to keep it that way then.
Yeah. Sorry, you could send it off probably. But Greg Yerrick's Louisville Slugger.
Well, we had a unique deal going on here, man.
It was fun as heck, man. I'll tell you that. I'm real honored that the IES invited us. They had us here. They all came on the show. Tom Butters. Hey, Tom. Thank you so much, man. That was really a good time we had, and it was fun and meeting all those great people and learning so much, Greg.
Yeah, and we recorded 10 podcasts. We did them live at the show in 2 days, and they're all about a half hour apiece. So that means over 5 hours of material.
I was super nervous about this. You know that?
Why is that?
Just coming in, you know, bringing all the gear, you know, me, my border problems and all that sort of stuff, getting stopped at the border and then setting it up, and Scott back in the studio in Toronto. Hey, Scott, by the way, great job to Scott. We haven't even said thanks to Scott
yet.
Thank you,
Scott.
Scott, you did a great job doing all this sort of stuff. So, Craig, what's your plan for this one?
So we have 10 podcasts that we recorded here. They were released live, so they're already out there, but we're going to combine them all into one spot that we'll put on the Get a Grip on Lighting website. So you can always reference back to this conference and the content we covered, because this is some of the best content we've done. The 10 that we recorded. Start with them. Tim Lisitra and Jennifer Jakes. And that is...
Sorry, Jenny, but, you know, I got that jocks. I'm Canadian, so I'm pronouncing it French, but...
That's the IES Executive Director and the IES President, and had a great discussion on the future of the IES.
Yeah, their five-year plan's coming out hot, and, you know... and you know, just about the people that they have and running this thing, man, what an operation this is.
Oh, for sure. It's one of the, it is the best in lighting. It's got to be. Next to nailed. We're right up there with them. The next one we did was a guy I've been reaching out to and trying to get a hold of for maybe a year now. I see him at all the shows, but Howard Wolfman. He's been in the industry a long time. Smart guy. Writes a lot of standards.
IEEE.
So somebody that needed to get on the show, and we finally got him. Boom. That was fun to have him. Then we got to Tom Butters and Brian Liebel.
Brian Liebel or Liebel? I can't remember. Sorry, Brian.
We'll say it right on the
clip. Yeah. So research and education.
Coming together.
Yeah, research and standards. Here's what I took from that. The research leads to the standards, and the standards leads to the education.
Yes, correct.
And I didn't understand why they wanted to do it until it became so obvious after. But you know, this organization is really dedicated to research, dude.
Well, they're dedicated to doing the right thing. And that's what it's all about. And research, to do the right thing takes research.
You know, it's funny because in Nailed, you got a lot of egos.
Right? They're business owners.
You get a lot of egos in Nailed.
They're holding bats. And
yeah. They walk around with Louisville Sluggers in their heads. They start podcasts. Who do these Nailed guys think they are? These egotistical narcissists. But, you know, there's not a lot of egos in the IES, dude.
No, they kind of set it aside for the greater good to get everybody together, which is awesome.
And you know, I hate volunteerism, mate.
You said that in one of the
podcasts. So many times. I find volunteerism so frustrating.
Because you've been in a frustrating situation.
Many times, man. I told you about my recent trip. How frustrating it was.
Oh, yeah.
Like how brutal it was and how bad it was. It was well organized by volunteers, and they just didn't take the time to do it right. And it really, really bothered me. And I felt like, wouldn't it be better if we all just paid $200 more and got some to professionally do this for us?
That's right.
But you know, in the IES, man, volunteerism works, bro.
Yeah. No, they do really well.
Like these people are so dedicated to this stuff. And then it really is awesome, actually. That's a culture thing, dude.
Yeah.
It's a culture of good volunteerism.
For over 100 years.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. Next one we did was with somebody younger than us, which doesn't happen all that often. Tony Esposito, and then Jason, I didn't catch his last name offhand, but yeah. Livingston.
Livingston, think, yes. Yeah.
And they are in charge of the room that is running the TM
30.
30.
Technical Memorandum measures. 30, which is they're looking to push that out to replace CRI.
Yeah, and it was an awesome room experience that we got to go on. I point behind me because it was right next door to us.
But CRI is such a load of crap, you know that. But it's all we have
for now, and that's what they're making a push for is this new metric. And it was great to actually see it in action and have a good in depth discussion with those two on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we went on to Brianne and Alex.
Brianne's a firecracker, bro.
She was awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it from her.
She was the education or is the education coordinator.
Yes.
Working with Tom Butters and then Alex Baker.
She's so frank.
Yeah.
Like she just says it and it's like, yes, I like you.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's like, and you know, when we were chatting with her and with Alex, they didn't even need us.
Yeah, we could have just moved off to the side.
Yeah, and just let them go at each other for a while and try to figure it out because, you know, I love the realism that they both brought.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what it needed or what the industry needs is the topic was on hours and rated life of LED.
Sure.
And it needs some realism. It hasn't had it.
Yeah.
So we need to bring realism back to it and to say that, you know what, rare LEDs are going to burn out.
Yeah, and you know, if you're listening to this and you're not a member of the IES and you're making light fixtures, you need to become a member of the IES, son or daughter. Seriously, because you know we need you know everybody needs to be brought into this organization. I think that's making light fixtures, dude.
If you're inviting, I mean, you gotta be.
Not all of the distributors are going to join an IES. Like, you know, if you're selling light bulbs every day, replacement orders and stuff like that. You know, I get it. It's another expense. It's sending, you know. It may be some distributors don't need it, but a lot of distributors see themselves as a source of knowledge for their customers. Not all. You know, not all distributors sure. need it. You know no, what I mean? Right. And it's right. not an insult to them.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's not their bag.
Yep.
You know, they're just, hey, what do you want? You want a case of 741 KT8s? There you go.
Yep.
Right? Oh, you have some ballast? Yeah, here you go.
Right.
So.
The next one was a fun, we had about a 30-second discussion with this person at Churchill Downs. When we decided that
oh, she you're talking to get about Jane.
Jane.
Jane, the Queen of the Jungle.
Queen of the Jungle. Great discussion on, you know what, there's more than humans on the planet that are affected by light.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what was interesting that occurred to me was that wasted light outside at night is hazardous waste.
That was pretty awesome, yeah. It's got to get rid of that hazardous waste. That's her big push and great discussion with her. I can see her being on again someday. For sure.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think she might be like a quarterly, bi-yearly report or something like that.
Wildlife expert.
Yeah, for sure. Advocate, I would say, not expert.
There you go. Then we will go on to another one we pulled in that is actually was doing interviews here with people that will be on the IES website is Samantha, and I don't have her last name offhand, but works.
Samantha Boersman, I think it is.
Okay, and she's
that was fun, dude.
Yeah, she works for an electrical distributor in Winnipeg.
Canada, Westburn Ready. Westburn, yeah.
And had a good discussion on electrical distribution and how, you know, what percentage of lighting is and education and everything that goes along with it. Sure. Great discussion.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah, and you know, it's good to have more ladies on the show.
Always. It's always.
Yeah, you know, it seems like, you know, the distribution area of the business is predominantly men. Mm-hmm. The contractor area is predominantly men. That's our core audience. That's the people we focus on. But you know what? There's some ladies out there who are balling in this business, bro.
Yeah, it was a great discussion with her.
Yeah, especially in distribution. We got to get her in nailed.
She's coming. And then the next one we had was Megan Carroll, who I heard talk a number of times up in front of everybody, and I thought she was just running the show, and that was her job. Turns out, back to what you pointed out earlier, she's a volunteer. She's a lighting dork volunteering to run this thing.
Unbelievable, dude.
And did an awesome job running this show.
So I told her. Discussion. I told her that we need someone to run the Nailed Convention. And she volunteered to do that too. I heard that's what oh, I heard.
Beautiful, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Megan.
No, great discussion. She's actually a manufacturing rep who we haven't had any of those on the show yet. So had a good discussion around that too.
Yeah, she straightened us out a little bit.
Yep. And then we closed it out with Brad
Schlusselman
on glare, an important topic in lighting, something that we need to have more discussions about they had a room that they actually experimented on us.
You know, that's hilarious. Like, the IES is so volunteer driven that people lined up and waited and made appointments to be experimented on and learn nothing.
Exactly.
Just to help create the experiment.
We spent a half hour learning nothing other than what light we thought was, they made us look at two lights and say, which one did we think was more discomforting?
Yeah.
What they're going to find.
And like people were like lined up out the door to participate in this experiment.
And we got experimented.
And it's like, oh yeah, okay. So I'm here to participate in an experiment. What am I going to learn? No. Just sit there. All you got to do is tell me which one hurts your eyes more. This one or this one. 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 And it's like, but people were crowding to get in there, dude.
Yeah. This shows you what this organization's all about.
Totally, man.
That was our recap of the 10 episodes we did. There's going to be a lot more of these coming at shows in the future. We had great discussions with a few other ones, so look for more of that.
What's your overriding feeling? What's the theme now?
For lighting?
Lighting. Is it just, we got to get this thing right.
I think that's what it is. I think it's...
The IES is back. They're in charge again. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Let's get it back. Let's get our industry back, and let's get it back and do it right.
Yeah.
More junk.
All these smart people here that are volunteering hours and hours and hours every year to come up with these standards and come up with these metrics and to help the industry out. And people are not listening to them enough. People need to get into this organization that aren't in it.
Yeah. People need to understand that lighting does matter.
Yeah.
And good lighting is what you need to do. And that's what they're all about. And that's what
I think maybe, you know, forget about all the regulations and all that. Mm-hmm. It might be worth one single regulation where it comes down that if you want to manufacture and sell lighting sources and lighting fixtures in North America, you have to be a member of the IES.
Start there. You heard it here. Get it started.
Thank you for listening, folks, to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. These episodes, and you know what, Andrew, we are super grateful to you, president of Kurtz On Lighting out of Chicago.
Yeah, he's been one of our first sponsors in the show and was our first live stream sponsor and a listener. Great person, great company. It just shows you this is a perfect type of company that is an IES member, is doing business the right way, is trying to get people the right light. And do it right. And it shows that they've been in business for over 121 years.
Four generations.
What can you say?
Unbelievable, man. So go to KURTZON.com, baby. That is KURTZON.com. We're talking specification grade, son. Get after it. Thank you for listening.
Wall. There's a sign there for all. You are lost, Lord is there to find you.